little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
The song's called Easier Said. It's like the lead single off of our album.
This week on the Sessions at Midori House, we're taking another dip into the vast pool of riches provided by the wealth of musical talent that's graced our studios over the years. Back in 2016, New York band Sunflower Bean dropped by to play from their debut album, Human Ceremony. They rocked out to a crowd at Monocle HQ before settling down for a chat with Robert Bound, and this is what it sounded like.
I think the band was a little bit of a reaction to the music scene in Brooklyn around 2013.
Right.
So 2 years ago now, when me and Jacob first started jamming together, we were kind of sick of all the bands that were playing regularly in Brooklyn. Not that they were bad, we just wanted to do something different.
Yeah. And
then we saw like
right?
There was definitely like a space for what we wanted to do. I think that wasn't filled.
There was a lot of bands that were very, like, post-rock, very math-rock influenced, a lot of noise rock and shoegaze.
Yeah.
A lot of very, like, 90s and onward kind of inspirations, and we kind of wanted to take it back and take the entire, you know, past 50 years of rock and roll and kind of explore some of the older sounds, but definitely keep it modern.
Yeah. I would say that, you know, whether or not we like it or people like it, things are just like the music industry and people's tastes and everything is moving constantly. And there may not be the same like space or that there was or that people, you know, think that they want. But I think we definitely try to not be like a cover band or not be like a band that just like rehashes things.
And you've gigged hard. As you said, you played like 100 gigs in a year in New York City. You're the most gigged band.
Yeah.
There's a new weird verb for you. And presumably that allows you to kind of musically kind of finish each other's sentences and stuff, which is obviously what you want and what we've seen on stage here today. And is that the kind of secret, just to keep on doing it? And then you find kind of, you find elements of songs that work, ones that don't work, and then the good stuff ends up on the LP, I suppose.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think just playing together is probably the most important thing, you know, because you just learn how to communicate with each other through the music. And it sounds corny, but it's like, it's really true.
I think being a good musician is about two main things, and I think it's about taste and practice.
Yeah.
Like, if you have the right people to, you know, look up to, and you have enough time to develop your own playing and practice every day, then I feel like those are the two ingredients. And then if you want to make it in the music industry and like more than just an artistic way, you have to have a lot of hard work.
Yeah, you have to put in those 100 gigs.
Yeah, there's no skipping the 100 gigs to only 5 people.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah, we played...
Me and Nick, we were playing like to like 6 people for like 2 years in another band.
Not 6 people, but you know, like very DIY shows, like opening for bands, like playing to 15 people on a Wednesday in a club. And I've probably done that 200 times in my life, and I probably played to over 1,000 people 10 times in my life.
So there's some fantastic graph that someone's going to draw for you at the end of this tour, right?
Yeah. Well,
exponential growth.
Yeah.
I hope so. We were all in bands. I was in a band before this, and the boys were in a band before this that were just like kind of like local New York City bands. So we all definitely have been at it for...
Paying our dues, as they say. It's a very fun time, though. I don't think there's anything you can do on the weekend that's more fun than being in a DIY band, though.
No, not at all.
It is a really good time, and you have a lot of friends who come see you, and it's... I had so much fun in high school just gigging around the city.
This song is called Human Ceremony. It's the first song on the album.
Thank you.
Thanks again, guys. This is our loudest song, coincidence.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's performance by Sunflower Bean was recorded in 2016. The band's just released a new EP called King of the Dudes, so do check that out. Join us at the same time next week for more live music, but for now, thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
so much.